Afternoon and welcome to Old Car Wax. This session we'll be talking about the NBA playoffs. And you know, usually around this season, I'm just starting to get back into it because then it gets competitive and we don't have to watch the unnecessary games. But like Sean always tells me, there's always a lot of unnecessary games. So I got my co-host Sean here, and we're going to be talking about the playoffs. We just finished sitting there looking at a portion of the Washington Wizards. I was going to say Bullets. Remember that? but we saw Washington playing Atlanta, and that's where we at. No love from me, but that's who they are. But,
hey, man, we stay here, man. Been here for a minute. Man.
Been here for a minute. We give them the respect, but yo. My worthless team, the Knicks. I'm still going to say it. They my team. I can't stand those niggas. But that's all it is. But looking at this playoff stretch, me and Sean wanted to kind of talk about it. And he can get me up to Paul, what's really going down. Because he's a follower of it. He's not only does he follow it, he does the fantasy basketball. He does all the above. So that's my point of contact when it comes to, look, this is the one you should be looking at, and this one, hey, look, just wait on the next round. So, Sean, what's a quick overview? Just let us know what's going down.
All right, man. So, quick overview, man. Today is Easter. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
I don't celebrate. I don't know why.
Maybe the rabbits.
Said that, but,
yeah.
Sales record, so. So, yesterday, the Clippers in Utah played. And then Memphis and San Antonio also played.
So let's back it up with Utah and the Clippers.
Okay.
Since I'm I have residue from the previous years, Clippers supposed to be the better team.
Yes, actually, Clippers are supposed to be the better team, but they're ranked 4 and 5. Utah is ranked number 5.
So they're kind of close.
Yeah, their record was tied. Damn. At the end of the year, 51-31.
Got you.
Was both of their records.
But Lakers got the Clippers got the advantage because of what? Strength of game or just
Chris Paul? I mean, Clippers have full advantage because of Chris Paul, supposedly. But as time goes on, we see the usual LA Clippers do what LA Clippers do.
They're going to Clippers. The Clippers is going to clip.
Don't be surprised if you see the LA Clippers do what LA Clippers do against these Utah Jazz. Utah Jazz looked pretty impressive this year.
Okay.
Extremely impressive. Last year, they was like number 9.
Yeah, because they was a little lower on the totem pole.
Yeah,
so that's why I was kind of surprised when I saw them on there. I said, Clippers? I mean, Utah?
Yeah. Yeah, so they've been doing good. Unfortunately, last night, their superstar NBA all-team, I'm not sure which all team yet, but he's definitely getting the all team. He busted his knee last night, the first 17 seconds of the game.
Whoa.
Yeah, so he was coming off a pick and roll.
Who's
and,
that, though?
His name is Robert Gobert.
Gobert.
Yeah, it's like Gobert. But
so it's spelled Gobert.
Yeah.
But it's really Gobert.
Yeah.
That's one of those French joints, right?
Yeah, he's definitely Gobert. Not American. Not American at all. So. You know, I don't know if you noticed, but they're definitely leading towards that in the NBA.
No, so what they want is that international flair. So they pulling people from South America.
Oh, Rudy Gobert. Sorry about that.
Yeah, they're pulling them from all over the world because they want the NBA brand to stay global. Right. They want them to actually really be looking at, hey, look, looking at it in Italy, looking at it in Japan, looking at it everywhere.
And see, the only reason, he's from France, too. He's from St. Quentin's, France.
Yeah, so go beer.
Yeah, go beer. So, you know, the only reason I feel like they can't actually do international gaming is because of travel.
Right.
You know, but, you know, they know that America isn't going to, they're never going to be number one in America because NBA's black. But, and
yeah,
the All-American NFL will always be in the front.
But think about it, though. So I hear what you're saying, but what, like, the baseball does, they support these other countries so they can bring people.
Right.
So when they're doing that, and I think that's what the NBA is actually doing, they're supporting, sending players over there, letting them go do. Then they be like, look, you're looking better. Mm-hmm. We can bring you back and put you on the squad. You get a bench spot until we see that you can do better. So that investment, while they bring players overseas, they can bring overseas players back as well.
But in return, what is that doing to all the young ballers in America that's playing day to day?
It's too black. Back to your point. So if we reduce the amount of black players, then our audience can say, hey, I could be just like that guy.
Right.
No, you can't be like him because he's French. He's not American. So you want American players, or you want to, you know, diversity in there, because it's funny to say diversity in basketball to bring in white players as opposed to the opposite. But that's what they want to see. Remember, that's what the Hawks was talking about when they got caught.
Yep, got caught up talking about, Lou Dang.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
You're absolutely right.
The same thing. So if they can't get the quality players as American white players, they're going to go overseas and get the French, Canadian, Italian league. Yep. You know, they
look black. They might look black.
But they're not.
Right.
Yeah.
Once you say their name, or when you start hearing them talk, you're like, hold up. Like,
where you from?
Hold up.
So it goes from there. So that's why I wanted to hit with the Utah. But then last night you said, who was it? The who else played?
Toronto played, and they actually lost last night.
To Milwaukee.
Yes.
So Milwaukee has been sneaking up.
Yes.
And people has been not really kind of looking at them in that way.
You know who their coach is, right?
No, I don't.
Jason Kidd.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Jason Kidd.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's they extended his contract last year. His first year was last year. They did pretty bad.
And but then, he did pretty bad when he was part of the Brooklyn Nets, right?
Yep.
So,
hey, I mean, he was actually Mr. Triple-Double before Russell Westbrook came around.
So,
you know,
that's a player. It's not a coach.
Right.
All players aren't coaches.
The game's changing, man.
Okay.
The game is changing. And last year they wasn't in the playoffs. This year they made it.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, I can't really do too much personal judgment on this guy. You know, Jason Kidd, all I know is his team made it. Yep. You know, and not only did they make it, they, in my eyes, my opinion, just my personal opinion, are going to beat Toronto Raptors.
So what's funny is they're number six.
Yes.
So guess who's below them? Indiana.
Yep.
And Chicago. So Chicago is a brand.
Yep.
But they're at the bottom. Indiana is a brand.
Yeah.
And they're next to the bottom. But Milwaukee jumped them too. So they have to be playing a lot better than they are in order to be ranked in that way. So their wins and their schedule still put them in a better position than the two branded, you know, cities that supposedly haven't quality players.
Right, right. I like the way they look, man. If anybody get an opportunity to watch Milwaukee play, man, they're a hybrid team. They're like tall. They're all tall. They're all lanky, you know, and they're all fast.
So they're a little difficult.
Yeah, to guard. They're
difficult to guard.
It's like five of them on the team completely, but like two to three of them are always on the court at the same time.
Wow.
You know, so it's like three KDs out there.
So,
you know.
So remember what you were saying. We was talking about this earlier about the team isn't a big man game.
Right.
But these
yes.
big men don't play like big men.
Not anymore.
So yeah, they have anymore. To have a game like Porzingis. You know,
Porzingis, Marc Gasol, yep. shooting three pointers.
Yeah,
you know,
outside
he
of the paint.
Yeah, he was like three for three. Well, he missed a couple at the end of the night, but yeah, these centers are shooting three pointers now. Man, it's incredible.
But that's the game, though.
Yeah.
So remember, you just said it earlier. The game has changed.
Mm-hmm.
So the best coaches are adjusting to players and the process of the game.
Right.
Because they can't have this stable guy sitting in the middle like this Dwight Howard idiot sitting in the middle of the, hey, just lob it to me. Bro, that doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work. But so
you gotta
I
have
to
moves,
look at
moves, man. You got to have moves. You know what I'm saying? Hakeem Olajuwon had moves.
Perimeter game.
You know, so it was like it got a little stagnant when Shaq came.
But he was so dominant.
Right. They had to adjust to him, but now it was like he was one of a kind.
Yeah.
You know, so now they had to adjust back to the long, big, agile centers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's always been like that.
The Wilt
Chamberlain, Bill Russell, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So it slowed down when it got to like Patrick Ewing.
So Patrick Ewing had to pick up a perimeter shot.
Yeah.
And his shot was better.
Yeah.
Overtime. Morning really didn't have a good perimeter
nope,
shot
not
either.
At all.
He was one of those paint guys.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a lot of paint guys that just didn't pick up, but because of you couldn't handle Shaq, you just had to deal with
it. Yeah, exactly.
But back to your point, though. So these long, lanky, back in the day, a seven-foot guy was always a center.
Right.
Now they're forwards.
Right. Right. They're small forwards.
They're small.
You know?
Yeah.
They're dribbling the ball down the court like point guards.
Yeah.
Literally setting up the offense.
And you have to deal with that.
You have to deal with
it. Match that.
Right.
You're losing.
Right.
You're the loser.
Absolutely right.
You know? So which makes it interesting when you start describing these teams and the matchup. So mm-hmm. the good coaches, how do I match up?
Exactly.
Or how do I create a mismatch?
Yeah.
And, you know, like what you're saying is Milwaukee is creating a mismatch so people have difficulties.
Yep.
And you don't have to have stars. You just have to have good players.
Good players that can off balance the quality teams.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And that's literally what Milwaukee's doing. They have some really good players that are long, so they naturally have the defense.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? The defense isn't going to be the problem. You know, it's going to be them consistently scoring. So
they fill an area.
Mm-hmm.
Just by their sheer size, they fill an area.
Right.
That defensive in itself. So you don't think Toronto matches up well, or Toronto really isn't just playing up to the way they were the previous year?
I think this year they had a lot of mismatch injuries, you know.
Gotcha.
Kyle Lowry was injured, mm-hmm. and DeRozan was trying to finish it off. And then DeRozan was injured for a second.
Wow.
And then Kyle had to try to finish it off. So, you know, it wasn't a consistent season for them to have the rhythm that everyone else has, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just definitely think that I think they're going to have to do some reconstruction in about the next 2 years, whether it's a new coach or because they just adjusted the centers up. You know, Valanciunas is still there, but they picked up Biombo. No, they got rid of Biombo, and they picked up Serge Ibaka.
Serge?
Yep.
So, I thought Serge was in Miami.
No. Sir, Whiteside is in Miami. Hassan Whiteside is in Miami.
Okay.
But Serge Ibaka is, they picked him up and they're expecting some type of adjustment, some type of change. Something's going to have to happen with Toronto next year. I'm afraid they're not going to get out the first round.
Really?
I'm afraid they're not going to get out the first round.
So that's you heard it first. Yeah, so that's interesting. I kind of like to see it. I'm probably going to look at a little of that.
Right.
Because that's like the kind of like a wild card.
Yeah.
Because if you say Milwaukee really going to stretch it out like you say they are, I think people are going to have some difficulty with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially on the East, man. I mean, I think speed and accuracy is going to be able to beat them, you know, and strength. Like I said, they're long, you know, but they're still lanky. So, I mean, I don't think they could match Cleveland at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think they can match. Well, they can match Boston. I think they definitely got a chance with Boston.
Great segue. So tell me about the Chicago Boston. So, you know, you got our man from Miami. You know, he transferred up and, you know, they got their steady team that they thought would be competitive.
Right.
But Boston came out of nowhere and is kicking everybody's ass.
Mm-hmm.
So why, other than Isaiah Thomas, is Boston so good?
Oh, man, they just got to – honestly, man, their coach is keeping that young team focused. I think that's what it is, man. The team is really focused on the goal. They picked up Al Horford the beginning of the year. So they got a consistent, reliable centerpiece, you know. And these guys are hungry, man. You know, they've been on edge really for the past 3 years trying to, you know, legitimately give themselves a name. So I just think that their edge is their hunger. They are hungry. They're young, they're focused, and they're hungry.
So, I mean, you got Jimmy Butler, who's like one of the premier players in the league.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dwayne Wade is Dwayne Wade. You know,
right. Good he's player. Gonna do what he's gonna
he's gonna do. Wade gonna Wade. You know what I mean? Jimmy Butler, those two should have been leading this team to a lot better than what they are right now.
They barely got into the playoffs. They barely got into the playoffs. They number eight.
Yeah, they barely got in. At sitting at number eight, you struggling. So mm-hmm. you're a first round knockout. Unless something comes through, then I just don't get it.
Yeah, they're definitely gonna have to. I like Boston, man. I don't think they have enough shared mere talent to actually get to the finals. I know they can get to the conference finals, but they're definitely not my team to go to the finals though.
Boston?
Yeah, Boston. Boston's not my team at all.
So if anybody had an opportunity to kind of challenge Cleveland, who would it be?
Hmm.
I mean, on the east side.
Man, that's deep. Because Milwaukee don't got a chance. Toronto don't got a chance. Atlanta might have a chance on a good day.
So Atlanta beat them twice.
Yeah, but...
But that's regular season.
Exactly. That don't show nothing. I really can't see that. It's going to have to be some type of massive injury for LeBron not to get to the finals again. And I think we say that every year.
Well, I'm not even saying beat them because I didn't say that.
You said legitimately challenge them.
Yeah. So, again, except for like last year, they just blew through until the last round and then they was just sitting around waiting.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is it going to be another one of those?
And Boston might win to the Wizards. If they get through, they might win to. So I don't think nobody could take them to seven games.
So there's no one that can legitimately challenge them to stretch them to tire them down, basically.
The team who they're playing now is probably the only ones that'll be able to stretch them to seven games.
And I think it's familiarity with them.
Exactly.
So they've been adjusting to LeBron, let's say that.
Yeah, right.
For years.
Right.
So it's not even what team, because they had to adjust to Miami. Now they have to adjust to Cleveland.
Yeah.
So they're adjusting to LeBron. They're not adjusting to the teams. Kyrie is a threat now. Legitimate threat. Before they was like, yeah, he's a good player, but the team sucks. Now it's like he's on a good team with LeBron James. We just can't let him go. How do you continue to do that? And right. Kevin Love, you know,
he just compliments the team.
Yeah,
he
so just compliments everybody. That's one of their friends. You know, when you hang out and you got that dude, and they be like, "Why you hang out with him, man?
Man, he cool, man. He you know, cool, we grew up together, man.
Stop talking about yo, he a good dude, man. I know his mom's. You know, one of them. So you know, so I didn't want to linger on East too much, but I just thought that Milwaukee deal was kind of, you know, a little different. It's a little different. But on the West side, you got Golden State and Portland. You know, KD's back.
Right.
Portland is not having a good year. I mean, they slid into there.
Definitely slid in, but I don't believe they were supposed to even have made it this year.
What?
Yeah, man. I'm a Damian Lillard fan.
Yeah,
you know, I definitely appreciate his ethic and his skill set. But with them losing the players that they lost a couple years back, and they're not making the major adjustments that they needed to make, I didn't see them winning. Gotcha. What happened was they made a last minute trade to get a new center, so they traded Plumlee. I think it was Mason Plumlee. And they got Joseph Nurkic. And the dude is cold. He got more time. The only reason they really got rid of him was because they didn't have enough space.
Damn.
They didn't have enough. Yeah, they didn't have enough time.
No money, no.
They had the money for him. He was just sitting on the bench, and he was a really good player.
Wow.
And he just the center that they kept just happened to be a little bit better.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, it was a dumb bun. So
that shouldn't be too competitive. Shouldn't be.
Okay. I just don't Portland's good. I just don't think they have enough weapons.
Right.
They don't have enough weapons. CJ is gonna have to have a good series. He can't just have a good couple games. Mm-hmm. He's going to have a good series. Joseph Nurkic is going to have to come back. If he doesn't come back before the end of the series, they're going to lose within the next six games.
You gave him six.
You know.
So I was thinking more five because of the weapons of Golden State. I don't think they can keep up. I mean, I think they're competitive, but they stacked the deck in Golden State.
Yeah, I mean, you got KD on the squad. Who's going to guard KD? At the end of the day, after you guard everyone else, who's going to guard KD? You know what I'm saying?
So to me, right now, my thoughts kind of said this last year when we were talking about Golden State. I think it'll come down to coaching and mental fortitude to be able to say, I can do it. If they mentally fall off in any slight way, they're going to lose. They have everything to win. And if the coach doesn't adjust when they have a challenge, and that's why I'm looking, and I'm not saying I see some upcoming challenges, because I really don't. I see some people that's competitive.
For Golden State?
Yeah. I see some people that's competitive, but I don't see a legitimate challenge for them other than the only one person that can beat them, and that's
San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Right. I got San Antonio and Utah. Those are the only two for me.
So you really feel that Utah is competitive enough to beat Golden State?
Yeah, man. They are good. Unfortunately, I haven't heard the news about if Rudy Gobert is out or not.
You just heard that he was hurt. He got hurt doing
Okay. MRI reveals bruised and hyperextended knee. So that sounds like a week. Yeah. Maybe two. That actually sounds like 2 weeks.
So if he won't be able to play, Clippers,
that ain't no problem. They're gonna get past the Clippers. Yeah,
yeah.
They'll have Gobert back in second round, and I have no hope in the Clippers. I have no hope in the Clippers, and it's against nobody on the team. It's not against the staffing. It's the organization. And it's just how the organization move, man. For some reason, it's just they curse. They curse, man. You know, Knicks caught it too. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. They still got it.
Yeah. So
you know what? Again, they my team, but they're garbage. I thought legitimately if Phil got there, he would restructure and try to get things right.
And he made it worse.
He made it worse.
No, and then now that Carmelo's not going to be there next year. Everyone knows that. Let's just get that out the
table. Yeah, let's get that out of the way. Which is good for him.
Which is
more
good.
More so than the team.
Which is good because it shows if the Knicks actually make it to the playoffs next year, everyone is going to look at Carmelo.
Yep.
But if the Knicks don't make it to the playoffs next year, and this is the same thing that goes with Vlade Divac and the Sacramento Kings,
mm-hmm.
because he did the same thing with DeMarcus Cousins. If the Kings and the Knicks don't make it to the playoffs next year, they're going to have to make some organization adjustments. It ain't no way around it. It's just no way around it.
So you put this high-profile president to the Knicks,
mm-hmm.
and he's on radio quoting crazy stuff about his own players. They're not going anywhere because he's the guy that says yes, no, or indifferent.
Right.
They put him in charge for that. He has to have a conversation for somebody to say, you need to quit, dude.
Right.
You're not what you're just ruining things. You got rid of our superstar. And if Carmelo go anywhere and say, look, I don't have to be the star. I just want to be that support so you can win. And he wins. It doesn't matter if he does nothing on the team.
Yep.
Long as he supports the team and he said, I finally got one, and this is how I'm going to ride off into the sunset.
Right.
With a ring, with a team that gave me the opportunity.
That gave me the chance to just be on the team and not have to do everything when you know where I'm going in my career.
Exactly.
You know.
And they didn't work him in or let him know, we gave you all of this money, but you're not going to be that main guy. We need to work around that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's old boy from Iguodala?
Andre Iguodala?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was a monster. I always loved his game. But he starts slowing down, and he was being traded every damn where. But he found a little niche right there with Golden State,
yeah.
And they think he's amazing. He's always been amazing.
Yeah, yeah, he has.
He's just not the main guy.
Yeah, he was a starter. He was the starting shooting guard, small forward for the 76ers for years.
Yeah, he was killing them.
Yeah, he was there when Allen Iverson was there.
Couldn't. He had no support and bad coaches.
Yeah.
So.
He's a very unique player, man. He do a little bit of everything. He can't average 25 points a game.
So he can't dominate a game.
Right.
He can score.
Offensively.
Yeah, offensively.
He can't dominate a game offensively.
So he does a lot of the little small tangible things. He's
right.
He's good enough to do that, which I really feel good about. That's why I like him.
Right.
That's why I said compare him to Carmelo. No, I like Andre.
Yeah.
Because he does so much more.
Yeah.
And Carmelo is like, just give me the ball so I can score. That's what we're doing. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm looking at. I'm not really looking at anything more than just that.
Yeah, I think Carmelo is definitely going to be better coming off the bench or, you know, just somewhere where he just doesn't have to put a lot of extra time in. You
or
know?
Have the weight of
right.
winning the game on his shoulders.
Right. I mean, I mean, he'll fit in a couple of different places, man. I think he'll really look good in Minnesota. I think he'll really look good in
Minnesota.
Yeah, they need some veteran experience there.
Remember, his lifestyle doesn't say that.
Oh no, definitely not.
I mean, he will go to a Chicago.
Chicago.
Look at what they got there. He would go there, be with Dwayne Wade, and you got these old superstars trying to do something.
What if he go to OKC?
I think that's because you know what? I think he's good enough and smart enough to respect Westbrook.
Right.
So, like I told you, I don't like him, but I think he's good enough and smart enough to respect the fact that Westbrook is the man. Mm-hmm. When you need me, I'm here, bro. If we're gonna take this, we're gonna take it this way. But again, Oklahoma, not a part of his lifestyle.
See,
that's what he's about. Mm-hmm. He's about that.
I think he can make more of a compromise than we all may portray.
Okay.
I mean, he stayed. Look, he had the option to leave at the All-Star game. They asked him, look, you want to go? We can get rid of you right now. He like, man, I'm trying to, you know, fulfill my contract.
No, he isn't. He like being in New York.
Of course he likes being in New York. That's where he's from.
So that's where you're going to be. Why leave getting all that money? Why leave? Now he's being pressured.
So where
now
do, it's kind of like see him going.
So I see him, honestly, he had his chance with Cleveland. He wants to hang out with his boys.
Right.
He wants like he's not going to Golden State. He's not going to be part of that because I don't think he's that type of guy.
Right.
I think he wanted to go to Cleveland. It didn't work out.
What about LA?
He would. I think he would. I don't know if he would want to because then he would have to be the star again. And I don't think he wants that anymore.
The Clippers?
Well, then you got Chris Paul. The Clippers may be okay. So that's a good one. That's a good call. The Clippers okay. He may go to Miami.
Yeah, Miami is a good one. They got some new young players out there though.
He can, but he's that guy. He's gonna nurture them.
Right.
He's gonna
come off the bench. Yep. Paul Pierce type.
Yeah. So he can do that, and I think you know he'll get a lot more respect going to kind of teams like that.
Right.
Other than like a KD following behind and look, I want to win, so I'm gonna follow behind some other cats.
Yeah, I agree. I could definitely agree to that.
So that's just how I see him. But again, really would like to see what Utah, because I haven't seen Utah. I'm being honest. I haven't seen them play.
I like them. I like them, man. I'm not even gonna portray like they're not a good team. They are a good team. They're actually very competitive. They're George Hill, he came from the Pacers. He does really well in their system. They got this drunk coach. He's a drunk, but he does a really good job with them. You
Why
know
you call him a drunk,
man? Just look at it, man. Ain't no way around it, man. He comes out, man. I swear when you see this dude, looks like he just, you know how them drunks be having a little flash with them and stuff. He'll say what he had to say to the team before they go out. He'll wait for all of them to go out. He'll pop it out of his jacket, take two or three shots of that mug, right? Go into the mirror and fix his hair up, and then go run out there, right? In all reality, he just messed his hair up, and his whole jacket is like flipped off the wrong way, and his collar is all messed up, and he don't even know it, but he out there coaching the squad. You know what I'm saying? That's the Utah Jazz coach right there.
So he's been there since 2014.
You see him?
Quinn Snyder. I see it.
He don't look like a coach, man.
He look like, hey, I just came from this bar.
hey.
Y'all ready to play? Y'all ready to play?
I'm waiting on my Uber.
So my Uber just got in, so I'm sorry I'm late. Yeah, he look like one of them.
But
he's been there for 3 years, but I'm only hearing them legitimately. Well, gave him some time. So sometimes... Yeah. Give him some time. I haven't seen him anywhere else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen him
so
anywhere else.
He's probably grew up into, I mean, grew into the system, and somebody gave him an opportunity.
Right.
So I'm okay with that. I'm just, sometimes when you don't know the coach, you don't know the style.
Right.
So I don't know the coach, so I don't know the
style.
So, yeah,
you haven't seen the style. Yeah, right. Yeah. And they're basing it around the white boy, which is interesting.
Which is who?
Gordon Hayward.
Okay.
And then here's the funny part. I like him as a player. I think he's a really good player. And here's the other interesting part. They don't glorify him like that.
Okay. He's just the player.
He's not the big white hype in the NBA. Right, you know what I'm saying?
But it's like, Utah, though. See, people sleep on those Utahs, Milwaukees, Memphis. They sleep on them.
But see, you would think, because he made it to the All-Star game.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. But you would think that, because he's literally like the white boy of the NBA.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Okay. He's like, if the NBA was praised like the NFL, how the NFL is praised in America, Gordon Hayward would be the face of the league.
Wow.
That's how good he is.
Okay.
You know, that's how good and you can actually put a team around him.
So I'm good with skill set. I don't care what color you are. If you can actually ball out, I'm all the way in on you. I'm good, you know, and I feel a lot better that he's not being hyped. So you can legitimately say, this guy's good.
Right,
so
right.
Even Kevin Love. Kevin Love, before he got to Cleveland, he was a legitimate star.
Yeah, he was.
He just was.
Yep.
It wasn't like, oh, this is the next best. No, he was a legitimate star.
Yeah.
Now he's just that, you know, your boy.
That always down the street injured.
And
shit.
Right. They always wait for you in front of the steps before y'all go to school and shit. Hey, Kevin's here. Ma.
So tell him I'm coming.
Tell him I'll be there. Tell him I left. No, he looked in your window. So anywho. So the bottom half of the Western Conference, bottom half, if you're looking at Houston and OKC, and then San Antonio and Memphis. So you think San Antonio is just going to fly through that and wait on whoever shows up when you saying it's Utah?
Yes. Well, San Antonio Spurs?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, they played last night, man. I watched a little bit of it, and they shut my guy down. They shut Michael Conley down.
What?
I'm talking about shut him down. Yeah, he only had – they literally had like 30 points in the first quarter and like all the way until half of the – maybe it was like half of the fourth quarter or something. Mm-hmm. They only scored like an additional 15 points.
What?
Yeah, so it was like – They were out of it, like to the middle of the third quarter, you know. They it was just bad, man.
So again, San Antonio.
It's still gonna be a good. It's gonna be a good series, though.
Okay.
It's still gonna be real tight. But they might not. It might not be a 7-game series.
No, I don't think it's gonna be a 7. I'm thinking that's gonna be a 5.
Yeah.
And that's the most.
Yeah.
It won't go.
But
they
the games are
going to
be, I think the games are going to be closer than the first game was, though.
Okay.
You know, but the first game, it was like, okay, let's shut the $1 million man down. Let's shut the best player down and let's see what else they got. And they couldn't do nothing.
But the Spurs, remember, the Spurs do this every year. Well, every other year.
Their team's different this year.
Yeah, but he does that.
Right. He's get 50 wins a year. That's the average.
But they turn around and say, okay, we lost last year. This is how we win next year.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do that, they usually win.
Yeah, they usually get better.
Get better, and they win.
Yeah.
So it's almost like this is another one of those San Antonio wins.
Yeah.
That they're going to go to the finals and beat Cleveland again. This is their recovery year to say, oh, we're going to take out goddamn Golden State. This is not a problem.
I definitely like the way they look this year. They look impressive. I mean, Kawhi Leonard is a player that I didn't even know he was ever going to be.
Really?
Like...
So he never showed you, he never
that
I think
offensive
that's pop,
side.
Though. I think that's Pop.
Yeah, just Pop just
don't
giving him
highlight.
Yeah,
the star. He just said, "You do your job,
mm-hmm.
and if you score, just keep scoring. But when I want you down court, you better play defense." So you don't even look like the scorer because you're part of the defensive system that you better contribute to.
Yeah, yeah.
And you never see those definite star players. Everybody has their part.
Well, here's the thing. The team isn't as structured as it was when Tim Duncan was there.
So this because is another adjustment. Yeah,
yeah, because now it's built around Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
And Kawhi isn't as stiff. So it moves a little more fluidly.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of structurally, you know, when you see it. And the ball goes through Kawhi. Like, that's the interesting part, man. I'm looking at this melancholy, nonchalant guy, and he's just the most... He's the strongest one on the team, the most aggressive one on the team, and you wouldn't even know it if you seen him walking down the street.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I think that's the most intriguing part about Kawhi Leonard, man. The fact that he's just, I don't know, man. I just hope he ain't married to a white woman. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but he ain't light skinned either.
So. Now, and he's not light skinned. You know what I'm saying?
I had to put
but,
that in there, man.
You know, I just, that's just my personal. You know, call me what you want to call me. I can take it. Eat it all. I've heard worse. Please.
Yeah, I got you.
But
but yeah. So you saying OKC or Houston has no chance?
OKC has no chance.
So Houston has no chance against San Antonio.
James Harden's all nice and flashy in the regular season, man.
Yes, he hasn't showed up in the playoffs.
I want to see him this year. I want to see how his game has excelled within a 7-game series with people who know what you finna do and how you finna play.
Oh, in a 7-game series.
Yeah.
I want to see him take somebody out in 5 games. And he's part of that. I want to see him, 5, even 6. I want to see when that series goes through, they said Harden took them to the next round. That's what I want to see. I don't see him ever doing that. I see him win a game.
Right.
But I don't see him carry the team.
Well, he almost did it last year when Dwight was there. But they kept making him feed it to Dwight.
Right.
So it was kind of like just wasn't working.
Right.
You know, so now with D'Antoni here this year,
giving
him the point guard position, it's going to be fun.
So we'll see. I think he's legitimate. You can't say he's not.
No, not at all. You can't say he's not at all.
But he's legitimate. But does he take truly responsibility? And maybe because... And go back to what you said. Maybe because of the Dwight Howard factor, you really didn't see him do like I want to see him, which is, and who the hell is what I want? But I'm just saying, that's what, to me, to really look to him and say, yeah, this dude needs to be looked at.
Right.
He is really legitimate, and I got to give him respect. I just haven't seen him carry the team to the point of saying, that's his team. Like Westbrook.
Right.
If it wasn't for Westbrook, they're dead.
Yeah, most definitely.
They're dead.
Have no chance.
No chance.
I just think, you know what I think is the most impressive, and I think it sucks that OKC put themselves in this position, is that the top 3 players in the league
was on
the same team.
Yep.
I mean, other than LeBron, you know what I'm saying? Literally, you have 3 of the top. Anyone would put those 3 players on the team.
Yep.
And you know what? James Harden would have fun still coming off the bench.
Because wouldn't have a guess problem what? With it. They would be winning.
Yep.
I don't care what Golden State would have put together.
Yep.
They would have had to deal with OKC.
Mm-hmm.
They would have said, we got these 2 guys and that 1 guy coming off the bench dominating.
Dominating. You have a triple-double threat starting, and you have a triple-double threat coming off the bench.
Yeah.
And it's fine with coming off the bench.
Yeah.
Because he gets to have the ball whenever he wants to when Russell Westbrook is sitting on the bench. Because
he got it all. And KD will be like, oh, I'll give you the ball.
I just shoot whenever y'all give me the ball.
Y'all need me to
shoot it.
That's
what I'm here for.
Shoot it because that's who the hell he is.
Exactly.
But if they would have won, they would have been the legitimate, that triple threat that people didn't realize. And you're right. And they had Serge Ibaka.
Yep, and Serge Ibaka.
Come
yep.
on, man.
Yeah.
But the management didn't understand. They wanted to win now.
Mm-hmm.
That was the problem. They wanted to win now. And when you want to win now, you need to know how to develop and structure a team.
Right.
They yeah. just couldn't do it.
Yeah, man. I think everybody was young, man. I think the franchise was just really young. That yep. was just a young, bad decision that they had made, you know, and it really altered the NBA. Changed yep. the whole NBA up, you yep. know, so.
Yep.
No,
but
that
it was,
sucks.
But it was interesting because I think those type of things is good for the league, though. I think all of that is good for the league because
right.
if the league keeps changing, you'll see something different
yeah.
every year or so.
Yeah.
It's going to always look different.
Yeah, that and I guess that's why everyone's like, oh, a new record's been broken. And it's interesting. I like that point that you brought up. It has to change because that's how these records keep getting broken.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
If it was to stay the same, it's like, oh, okay, you know. But, you know, with the game changing, that's why Steph Curry is the man now.
Yeah. But
you
guess
know,
what?
So,
Steph Curry ain't the man right now.
No, not at all.
So
KD's the man now.
But he's really not. Westbrook is the man right now.
Right, right.
Yep. So this is why I don't get overhyped with players no more. Because unless you LeBron James, there's nobody else.
Yeah.
It's the next person.
Mm-hmm.
So, because think about this. Steph Curry was like, he's the best. There's no better pure shooter. And what have you heard about him? He's not really doing anything.
Nah.
But yet he was back-to-back MVP, right?
Yeah.
And unanimously, if you're the fucking unanimously, I'm sorry, this is pissing me off. Nah, if you're the unanimous MVP, you should be in contention for the MVP again this year. If
yeah.
you're the unanimous, that means people know this guy will be the best going forward.
Yeah.
He's not. Well, it's the team. No, it's the player.
Yeah.
It's the player. KD can be the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
But he came to the team, so he wouldn't have to be.
Right. That was, yeah. You're absolutely right about that.
So
that's why I came here.
Yeah. I came because I don't need to be the MVP. I need a ring
because
mm-hmm. I'm getting tired and they putting too much weight on me and I don't like it.
And here's the funny part. As the season went on and he got injured, they lost the first few of their games, and then they got back onto their rhythm.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Then they
the rhythm that they had without him.
Without him.
Yeah.
You know, so they're realizing, I personally feel like that time actually helped them because it's like, okay, cool. Now we know how to work with KD, with KD on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We can actually still keep this going with KD on the bench because we had him when we didn't need him, and we got him, we lost him, and now we got him back.
Right.
So, you know, we're learning to do with him and do without him. So I just think that KD is going to be MVP of the NBA Finals.
Of the KD?
Yes.
Not Kawhi Leonard?
No. I think KD is going to be the MVP of the NBA Finals.
If they win.
If they win,
and
yes.
if they go.
I believe with KD not injured, they will go.
So this is just me. You know, that's why I love recording these things. It's just me. But I think they're so focused on Cleveland, San Antonio going to kick their ass.
And that's why KD is the X factor.
I don't think so.
Because KD didn't go through what the team went through last year.
I got that. But their focus, KD is focused on LeBron James. He wants to be better than he wants to beat LeBron James. Golden State, the staff, the state, the fucking corner hot dog man
right.
wants to beat Cleveland.
Right.
They're not thinking about San Antonio.
But I disagree with that.
Because
here's the thing. Because the Golden State Warriors went through this. last year.
Went
they
what?
Went through the hurt of losing to Cleveland when having the lead and they should have won.
I got that.
KD so did not. So the steps that KD is going through now.
Yes, he did.
KD got to the steps of getting to the finals and playing against the team that he was on.
Talk about that. They had a what?
Oh. When yeah, they did have a 3-1 three-game lead.
And then they lost. He went through it.
But this is the break in the cycle. The break in the cycle is KD is on the team.
No. See, I think you're missing my point. I think you're missing my point. They all have their hangups.
Right.
Their hangups ain't the same other than LeBron James.
Other than LeBron, of course.
They are missing a legitimate team that can beat both of them. San Antonio can beat Cleveland, mm-hmm. and San Antonio can beat Golden State. But both of them, my opinion, are focused on each other. Cleveland's going to run through the East.
Right.
I don't think, to your point, I don't think anyone, if anything happens or some craziness, which I still think is exciting because I don't need to have Cleveland in the finals. I don't, you know. If something else happened, I'll feel excited because I'm like, damn, somebody fucking beat Cleveland.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm
not that guy that ride and say LeBron should always win and he's the best player. I'm not that guy. I really would love to see someone else. If he does, then I want him to beat them. I'm okay. But on the other hand, they're focused on each other. San Antonio always sneaks up on everybody and say, God damn, they dominated this. Wow. We forgot. And you hear it every year. Mm-hmm. We forgot about San Antonio. We forgot about
the
Spurs.
Everyone forgets about the Spurs.
And I think Golden State is forgetting about the Spurs. I think KD forgot about the Spurs when they played him when he was in OKC.
Mm-hmm.
Golden State forget about them because they going to the finals and they thought they were supposed to beat everybody anyway. I think their focus is pretty fucked up.
I
may be wrong. But I think when psychologically you doing everything to beat Cleveland, that's where your problem is. You should be doing everything to be the best team and say the best team on the West is San Antonio. Don't keep your eyes on them.
On them, right.
Because we're already prepared to beat Cleveland or if we happen to play Cleveland. Don't take it as I'm waiting on Cleveland because you give Cleveland too much legitimacy.
Right.
When you do that, well, I'm playing Sean. So, nigga, you got three other guys you're playing. Well, when Sean on the court, I know what I got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You giving Sean all the legitimacy and not understanding, you can focus on me all right because I got three other guys.
These three other ones may have way different skills that you ain't prepared for.
Exactly.
Got you.
So that's how I'm looking at it. I may be wrong. But I think psychologically the problem is they're focusing on the wrong thing.
I can see that. I can see that because the Spurs are a sleeper team, man. I mean, they will always. I mean, I think they got the patent of getting 50 wins a year. So, you know, they're always a legitimate chance of the Spurs getting to the finals. So, and with like I said with Kawhi, man, the only thing Golden State needs to do. Is one of the two players, or they got five players. Two of the three players need to have a bad game. Two of the five players need to have a bad game.
From
every game. Like, if all five of them aren't having a good game at Golden State, they're not going to be able to beat the Spurs.
But the Spurs is a defensive team.
Exactly. You know, so just you're going to have to just beat the Spurs. You can't just outscore the Spurs. You know, so.
Because they prepared for that.
Mm-hmm.
As good as a defensive team they are, they're prepared to defend. They can score.
Yeah.
But they always prepared to defend.
That's what their groundwork come from. Come from that defense.
And the reason why, if there's any time that I'm really excited for San Antonio is because Tim Duncan's not there. No. And this is why. And not any you know, push on Duncan, I want to see how good Pop is.
Mm.
So Pop says, I had this guy for years. Before that, I had Robinson.
Right.
I had the team centered on this one guy that kind of stabilized the whole group.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
I don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
So what do I do? I want to see what he does because legitimately, he still can win.
Yeah.
Because he's a good coach. That
yeah.
He's like a Belichick.
And yeah, exactly.
He adjusts so, so well. That guy is amazing.
Yeah, Greg Popovich, man, is the guru. He's by far the best, man.
So if he wins this year, he should be put above so many other coaches.
Yeah, that's six rings with one team.
One team.
Yeah.
Different players.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they came and they went. So.
Yeah, I like that, man. I think I'm rooting for Portland. I you know, I'm rooting for seven games to come out of here, you know. I know if Portland wins, it's not going to be a good finals, conference finals or NBA finals. I would like to see OKC beat Houston.
Me too. For Westbrook, because I think Westbrook, because of Durant, was not seen as the true player that he really was.
Yeah. Oh man, they was always throwing shade on Russell. Oh.
And he was crazy. He was doing some crazy stuff to make people say that though. So you can't say it was easy to say that he was as great as he was. He had to learn to be more in control.
He didn't know he can get to this point because he had the security of KD.
Yeah.
Of KD and well, everyone else around the squad, but after KD got that first injury, that's when he started doing that triple-double. Mm-hmm. And then he started figuring out that he can do it every game, you know. And after that, it was just like, okay, well, the next season, KD came, and then they lost. That was last year. And KD left. So now it was like, well, now that KD's not here, I can definitely get my triple-doubles now.
But I think the biggest thing that I enjoy about him is I think the team knows he'll pass the ball to them.
Right.
Because he wants to get that triple.
You
double.
Better, if I pass the ball to you, you better shoot.
Yep.
You better shoot it. I don't care if you miss it, but you better shoot it.
Yeah.
I ain't passing you the ball to just be dribbling around and passing it back to me.
Yep.
That's not why I'm giving you the ball.
I need for I you to contribute. And he's doing that. And yeah. See, and that's a thing that LeBron does.
Yeah.
LeBron does it. He just doesn't have to do it.
He doesn't have an attitude about it.
Yeah, but Westbrook has so much energy. Westbrook is like a bullet, man. Well, LeBron is a battering ram. He's like
right. Bam. He has such a body. He had to learn to control it.
Yeah.
Instead of having 0 to 100, that's Westbrook.
Yep.
Because of his smaller stature.
Yes.
But LeBron has been that size for so long, he had to learn to psychologically control
your body.
And physically control it.
Yep. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why he's not flattered to average a triple double. If he really wanted to, he can almost average a triple double in his career.
Yeah.
If he really wanted to.
So if he was challenged,
yeah,
and he legitimately say, yeah, I'm going to do that next year.
Right.
Because I just won a championship, and you're glorifying goddamn Westbrook, but y'all don't see that I'm doing this half of the time any goddamn way.
Right.
But guess what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to score about 20 points, and I'm going to have 12 and 15.
Yep.
Every game.
12 and 15.
Yeah. 12.
Not 10 rebounds, and 10.
12 goddamn assists. Sometimes 15 assists. And 12 rebounds.
And I'm a reminder, he was like an assist and like a rebound and a half, or a rebound and like an assist and a half away from averaging a triple double in the playoffs last year.
In the freaking
in the
playoffs.
Conference finals. I'm sorry, in the NBA finals. It was the NBA finals. Okay. Yeah. Okay. In the NBA finals, he was this close to averaging a triple double in those seven games.
So you know he can do it.
And that was at the latest of the season, at the most strenuous part of the season.
And he had to do it.
Yep.
Because he had to win.
Yep.
So when he needed to do it, he's like, I can do it.
So no, he wasn't even conscious of doing it. That's how good. What Russell Westbrook comes out every game like, okay, I need to make sure I get my assists. Yeah, all right, I need.
How many assists I got? Okay, right. I need about four more.
You know what I'm saying? So unconsciously, LeBron does it and almost averages a triple-double. So just imagine if he consciously like, I'm finna come out and average a triple-double for these playoffs. And it's not going to be a 10.1 and 10.5. It's going to be a 12 and 15 and 20.
Yeah.
I'm just going to reduce my scoring.
Yep.
And up my assists, up my rebounds.
He can make people open.
Yeah.
He just decides to score.
Exactly.
He's just like, oh, this was easy. He got a guy standing next to him. He just flying right past him. He just drop it off and say, dude, if you don't know how to make layups, you need to get the fuck off the court.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And he's legitimate. But so that's where I'm seeing. My thought is I would love to see San Antonio go to the finals. Because okay. Pop is, I think he's that legit. And sometimes you just got to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's already proved it. But I think more so now, the conversation would be how brilliant this guy is without a Tim Duncan.
Right.
Even though, if people were smart enough, Tim Duncan really wasn't the catalyst for them winning.
Not at all.
For the last couple of years.
It was the system built around him. Mm. It was Tim Duncan because of the structure, the foundation that they wanted the team to look like.
But the last championship wasn't because of Duncan.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all.
It really wasn't.
Nah. That's why it was Kawhi. It was the defense, the team defense and Kawhi.
Exactly.
So
that's why I think it's legitimate that all he did was improve them.
Right.
All he did was, I don't have Duncan, and people think Duncan is the really core, but he's there, and he contributes, but I just need to put the next person in there.
Right.
And he took a whole year to do that.
Yep, it didn't take long.
Yeah.
It sure didn't. You're right about that.
So that's where he is. So close it out, since we're going to have it at the... Round two.
Yeah, be back round two.
Who are we looking at?
So going into round two, I see Chicago losing.
Yep.
I see Indiana losing in six, actually.
Okay.
Because they should have won last night and they didn't, so they're getting punished for that.
Atlanta.
I see Milwaukee winning. I see Milwaukee beating Toronto. And
I see Washington beating Atlanta.
Yeah, I see Washington beating Atlanta also. On the West, I see Golden State winning. I see the Spurs winning. I see Utah winning. And I'm gonna do an upset, and I'm gonna say OKC.
Okay.
OKC beating Houston.
So I would love to see OKC, but I think it's a Houston.
Right.
A San Antonio. Golden State. And because of my lack of knowledge, and I still haven't seen the game, so I'm still going to go with Clippers.
With the Clippers?
Yeah.
Right.
I see a Boston. I see a Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to go with Toronto.
Okay.
Because, again, I haven't seen Milwaukee play. So, and then I don't think Indiana can do anything with Cleveland. So in that round, that's the way I'm looking at it. I love your bold OKC thing. Because I would love to see OKC.
Yeah.
I just don't think he has enough support.
Well, I think, again, as long as they keep it close, he going to MJ it at the end.
So if he keep it close, but he has no support, if they shut down, it's hard to shut down Westbrook. He finds a way.
How are you going to shut down Westbrook?
Because he runs right past every goddamn body.
Every time.
So when they double team him, he splits him or does something.
Yep.
And he's going 100 miles an hour.
Yep.
So how can you keep up with that?
Do you really want to give him the mid-range? Can you actually keep him in behind the three-point line? These are questions now.
Yeah.
Do you really want to give him the perimeter? Question number one, can you actually hold him behind the three-point line? Question number two, and how often are you going to be able to stop him from going to the basket?
Not often. Not often.
You know, so only thing you really need to do is try to stop him from getting his assist. You stop him from getting his assist, that's your only chance.
Yep.
You hold him.
He's not involving anyone.
Yep.
So the more he scores, he's going to shoot up a lot of goddamn shots.
Yep.
And all of them ain't going to go in.
Yep.
So if you can, to your point, cut off his assist, that means the other people aren't involved.
Yep.
Which means
cutting in that water filter. Yep. You cutting that filter off, man. Yep. So, yep. Yeah. So, yeah, yeah. I definitely see that, yep, if you could stop him from getting 10 assists, man, you stop him from consistently getting 10 assists, you got him.
Yep. It's going to be hard as hell. Because that's his intent.
Right.
You know, to your point, LeBron's is fluid. You know, he's like, yep, I pass this off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good night. Okay, everybody's scoring. All right.
Let me see
if Korver's scoring tonight. Oh, everybody's scoring tonight. All right. Yeah, cool. I guess I'm passing tonight.
I'm passing tonight. Mm-hmm. Everybody, let's keep them hot. Let's keep everybody hot. Westbrook is like, okay, I'm getting free shots.
Y'all better shoot.
Look.
And you better start making these shots.
You got to make these shots. If not, I'm getting a rebound and I'm shooting it back to you. Fuck that. I'm getting rebounds and assists. But you better get me my assist. Y'all got to score. Don't pass it to nobody else. Just shoot. But he may be open. I don't give a damn.
I don't care.
Shoot that shit.
Pass it back to me, man.
Yeah.
Then I'll pass it
back to you. I'll pass it to him. You don't pass it to him.
I get all the assists on the team.
I'll pass it to him.
I'm the coach.
Open.
Look at me. Look, I'm the coach now.
I'm the coach now. Look at me. Look at me. I'm the coach now.
That's Westbrook all day. You're going to start telling the referees, I'm the ref now.
I'm
no,
the ref. Look at me. Look at me.
No travels.
I'm Phillips. Captain Phillips up in this bitch. So, but cool. So, we'll see you in the next round. But this is really interesting. I like the matchups. You know, some of them is kind of like, yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to watch them because I really like to see where these teams will land up. Because I would love to see some upsets and I would love to see some new faces show out. Because every playoff, you're going to see a new star.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people step up and you'd be like, damn, I didn't know about him. But the people who's been watching, like Sean watches this, he'd be like, yeah, I knew that.
Right,
that's what
I was
trying to tell you. But us laymen, it's kind of like, you know, we look at it when we can. But when you see it, you're like, wow, this is why they won.
Yep.
I'm like, yeah, I told you they could have won. So, cool. But that's what we got. NBA Finals, Old Car Wax, me and my partner Sean.
NBA playoffs.
NBA, thank you. NBA, what did I say?
Finals.
No, I'm sorry. I jumped. I'm reading. So fuck that one up. NBA playoffs on NBC, ABC. That's what I should have read, right?
Right.
So thanks a lot. I appreciate it. We see you on the next round and have a good day.
Peace.